Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So on Friday, May 6th, renowned investor Paul Tudor Jones appeared on CNBC and he said, now is not the time to own stocks or bonds. With inflation running at its highest rate in 40 years, do you really want that kind of volatility and uncertainty? If you've been jumping from one investment idea to the next, a gold IRA with Noble Gold might be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation is exactly what we need. And with gold, you'll shield your gains from taxes. You'll keep the real value of your wealth, and you'll own a global asset, something tangible, and you can help protect your wealth against an economic crash. What's not to like? And this month, for every IRA opened above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin, completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
This treaty basically says, if people read it, and let me tell you something, I'll tell you, even people that are awake don't know this is happening, that this is really real. It says that if the World Health Organization decides that there's another pandemic, because of course the last one they decided was a pandemic wasn't, but we should believe them next time, that all of our nations cede our sovereignty to the World Health Organization, therefore the Davos crew and Gates and Soros and the whole crew. And from that point on, they control basically our government.
Hey, friends. Sean from SGT Report here. I hope you have a very terrific weekend ahead. That was, of course, Mel Kay. And this is part two of my conversation. And we go deep, deep, deep into the weeds here. So I hope you enjoy it. And before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Did you know that 100,000 Cubans are using Bitcoin in response to U.S. sanctions? And cryptocurrencies as a whole are growing faster than the adoption of the internet? You can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto. And did you know that if you do it right, you don't have to pay cap gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA with My Digital Money now to take advantage of it. You will pay based on your contribution and nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum or Chainlink doubles or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could easily be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 in credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. And when you're ready for retirement, no capital gains tax. Go to mydigitalmoney.com now. mydigitalmoney.com. And I'll make it easy. The link is below.
I don't think we should be asking, are they being burned and used for electricity? I think we should be asking, why aren't they being burned and used for electricity?
Three years, recycle and burn them.
Yeah, I mean, it leaves me speechless. I mean, what can you say, Mel?
Well, honestly, we've had two things, I think, happen here. One thing is that these people are like Donald Trump said to us, there's an invisible empire enemy. We thought he was, or most people, not me, not you, probably thought he was talking about the virus when he said that they have all the money, all the power, their own military, NATO. And that they are hellbent on, you know, basically social engineering the planet to fit their mold, their model. We had the Clintons member. Now I look back at Hillary's book. It takes a village and it takes on a whole new meaning. And the Clintons basically made CPS and foster care a business. And I believe that a lot of these, because now they're in their 20s, these people that speak like this on TikTok and stuff, and then there's so many, I'm telling you, there's churches of Satan all over this country, and they're not messing around. They do, look, they've sued Texas, the Church of Satan in Texas, because they wanted to be able, because of the Texas abortion law, that they wanted to be able to still be able to do a sacrificial abortion rituals that went along with their religion in their Church of Satan in Texas. The first thing should have been, what do you mean you're doing sacrifice of children? This isn't new. This goes back to Babylonian times, like you brought up with the Tower of Babel. But the truth is, I think that, yes, I think that there is a group of people that also with the advent of the internet as well, were brain controlled, sucked into this. And something, the whole CPS system and what has happened to children through foster care and CPS is really something people should really look at. Something is very wrong since the Clintons changed that whole model. And it became, I believe, a full-on child trafficking like ring, but also a mind control of experiments. Like, what are they doing? Because there's a lot of people don't want to accept that there's a, also when they put kids into these schools and these like mental institutions or these schools for like bad kids all over the country, even hear people like a Paris Hilton say how abused she was. Well, what about the people that don't have money that get sent to these schools as children? And again, Sean, we talked earlier about the transgender agenda in our schools. Well, a big piece of that transgender agenda that is being pushed by these billionaires, literally Argus Foundation, Stryker, Gill, they don't hide who's funding all this. Of course, George Soros is behind everything because he's got to be. But they part of the transgender agenda in our schools does include this, does include a form of getting, because now, I don't know if you reported on it yet, but what's happening and what's happened all over the country since Biden got in and this Baccarat and some of the other people, and they're all being controlled by the same billionaire class. They are starting to send CPS to homes of parents that don't want their children on puberty blockers or indoctrinated to take the kids because the kids want to express their transgender or their bisexual or side gender stuff. But on the other side of that, we got Planned Parenthoods and all in schools all over the country talking about abortion being birth control, basically, and giving out puberty blockers without parents knowing. And then the worst part of all of it is they have people like those people you just showed have been welcomed into the teaching community. They did a big push for LGBTQ and teachers. If anyone wants to deny that there's a pedophile problem in our school system, it's on the news every other day, everywhere in this country, and it's a real thing. But I believe it goes back to George Soros and other people, including, I believe, Bill Ayers, with that Teach for America, where they needed teachers in the inner city because no teachers wanted to teach in the inner city, and they started recruiting them. But they were really going to like social justice training 20 years ago and this different kind of teaching. And right now, what's scary enough is there's a lot of these TikTok type people teaching in our schools. And, you know, when I was a kid, like fourth grade, I was a little bullied. And then it's hard to be like at seventh, eighth grade, ninth grade, as a girl or boy, there's a lot of awkward stuff all through puberty that you get through. That's part of being alive and being on this planet. What they're doing now is they're intervening and all the way down to kindergarten. People really need to look into what's really going on. They're intervening all the way down in kindergarten. And don't forget, Biden and them put a lot of money into pre-K, which is controlled by the government, this government, which is terrifying if you know about the pre-5-year-old mind control stuff and the breaking of children before they're five. They should be nowhere near this current government. But what they're doing is they have teams of teachers and counselors and Planned Parenthood people in every, basically all over the country. I think that there's like 1,100 schools through the NEA and all of them. That they, when a child is suffering from depression, from, you know, anxiety, they're bullied, they're outcasts, all those things many kids go through for eternity, they immediately swoop in and start convincing and tell these children that there's a group of kids that'll accept them and that they are this transgender LGBTQ club from a very young age. And these kids have no idea what they're doing, and they get accept. They were once outcast or bullied or whatever, and now they're part of this transgender group. This is happening in schools all over the country, and then before you know it, they're getting counseled by these adults, telling them that they're transgender, side gender. They can choose their gender. You know that their parent don't tell their parents. Their parents are wrong. You know, it's this whole story about God and the Bible. That's not true. This is a curriculum being pushed by the Biden administration. It's called sexuality education, and it's really backed by the UN Gates Foundation and something called Education International, which our teachers' unions belong to. And it's really UNESCO, which again is Lucis Trust, Alice Bailey, and Robert Mueller, great at UNESCO at the same time, which is the world education of the UN. This is all their training. And this is what's really happening. And what's sad is I have a lot of lesbian and gay friends from, you know, my whole life. I was in New York, LA, I'm in the arts. And they're not happy about this either. This is what people need to understand. They've hijacked everything that a lot of gay and lesbian people fought for with this transgender agenda. I don't know if you know that America is 0.7% transgender, but they're trying to indoctrinate 100% of our kids.
Yeah, no, I do know that. And meanwhile, Amazon is pledging $4,000 to employees if they want to travel to get an abortion. So it's all anti-human. It's all absolutely disgusting and horrific and shocking. And I want to leave the audience with good news if we can do that.
It's like there is a lot because this is such a small group of people. It's when we're talking about it, it sounds crazy. It sounds not rational, but there's enough evidence out there right now that it is real, but it is the same people. I'm telling you, two of the biggest billionaire people that have pushed the transgender lobby, pushed transgenderism into our schools, pushed the sexualization of children are transgender men that are women that are multi-billionaires and have a lot of power. You need to follow the money. And then all the money with every single thing we got. You know, Schmidt, the whole entire U.S. government is being run in the faux regime installed in D.C. This is installed by those who are involved in the World Economic Forum. But I believe that the people running this country are Gates, Bezos, Soros, Fink, and Schmidt. Because if you look at what they're doing, Schmidt's basically running our technology and science and DARPA, you know, all this stuff. If you look at what he's doing right now and how involved he is in this administration, Gates has been giving all of healthcare worldwide, vaccines, and now agriculture. You know, Fink's doing the ESG score and the central bank digital currency track and trace surveillance model. You know, Soros is Soros. He owns all these NGOs that have upside down names and are funding everything from the transgender sexualization in schools of our children, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Emily's List for abortion, Planned Parenthood, open borders, you know, and then Bezos is the one that's, you know, ended basically all small business, is saying that, you know, we're not going to be able to have people on the planet anymore. He's going to build space pods and the remaining humans will have to go live on the space pods. He says this thing out loud that's what Blue Origin is working on. Him and his friends will be able to live on the planet. So we, the people, have to really realize, and this is in every country, and they're all members of the World Economic Forum or connected somehow to the Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution. And I think, you know, we really have to realize these people are a small group of people. I understand that they have a lot of money. They run the money. Their money system is all fraudulent too. It's a Ponzi scheme. It is a debt slavery model that should be outlawed. You said about the IRS. There's still people in America that don't realize the Federal Reserve is a private bank owned by these same bankers. The IMF, Bank for International Settlements, own the Fed, and the Fed owns the IRS. So who are we? The whole country has been hijacked, but there's more of us than them, and we can take it back. We still have, thank God for the rest of the world, we still have our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and our Bible and Judeo-Christian background and values, because we can go back to them, because 90% of what's going on in D.C. is unconstitutional. And, you know, and money shouldn't buy power anywhere, especially in America.
Yeah, I'll do another screen share here. You mentioned the Fed lowering rates to zero, causing epic bubbles in the stock market, in the housing market. And now they're popping those bubbles. And guys, it's not good news today. It's an absolute bloodbath in the stock market. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe this bubble needs to pop. But Mel, the problem is the criminal Fed, which manipulated the bubbles into being, is now manipulating the bubbles into popping, and they want to bring us to our knees economically. You know that. So if there's any good news today in this bloodbath, it's that at the top of the list is Wayfair, down 25%. Now, I don't know how many of you remember the $12,000 cabinets that had the same names as missing children, literally.
Yes.
Maybe that's a glimmer of hope. All right.
I think I was looking at this today too. And I was talking to somebody a little earlier about this. Something's going on though, because I will tell you, I believe that Donald Trump and when Mnuchin was in there and all, and they were doing all of that. And I do believe something happened, because what Powell is doing is not going towards, see, their whole goal, Fink, you know, is running our country financially, BlackRock, you know, the trillion gazillionaire that wants the environmental, social governance, credit score, one world government, track and trace surveillance, you know, comply or you get no money and no food. Fink that runs BlackRock. It does seem that the whole goal for the World Economic Forum and the puppet masters is the central bank digital currency. What Powell is doing is not going that way. It just seems to me that he's manipulating the situation to kind of implode the whole debt slavery system. I'm not sure this is going to happen, but just looking at the timing and what's going on, listen, it's going to be really painful. But I have a feeling the financials, and this is geopolitical, like with the sanctions that they put on Russia that we knew were going to backfire, because Russia and China and India and Saudi Arabia were already planning for years to get off the SWIFT system, to get away, go back to the gold standard. Now Russia is fully, the ruble's killing it right now. Everything that this Biden regime has done with sanctions, with the Fed, with the trillions of dollars in money through the CARES Act and everything is imploding. And though it'll be hard for now, and we all need to prepare, it seems to me that the international banking cabal financial system will not survive their own implosion. I just do not see, I feel like the, I don't know if you know, the euro is basically worth nothing.
It's back at parity with the dollar, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, and the last man standing probably will be the dollar. But the truth is that it appears, if you look at the big picture financially worldwide, and then put in the Ukraine war, the timing of the Ukraine war, and then all the crimes they did there, and then he's sending $50 billion to Ukraine. Of who has that kind of, we don't have that money. And I'm starting to even, we should start looking at these numbers they give us for the national debt. What, can you quantify that, please? You know, it's just, I think that they're pulling the rug out from the central banking financial cabal, Bank of International Settlements at the top, but IMF, World Bank, I don't know. I think that this is the opposite. Hopefully, I'm just saying, hopefully in the long run, the short run, they're going to do what they can. But I think they're blowing up their own financial system. And once their financial system fails, they're done.
Well, I hope you're right. The problem is we're all tied to their financial system, even if we don't want to be. I mean, even those of us that have some physical gold and silver, they manipulate the heck out of those prices. I mean, silver's up like 3 cents today. While everything else is crashing. It's preposterous. So the problem is, unless states have backup currencies ready to go, which is what I've been arguing should happen, Yes. We should have states with their own real money. And some states have slowly moved in that direction, but we're not prepared. So Yeah. If they crash the dollar, they can turn us all into serfs. Meanwhile, they profit from these plunges because they know when they're going to go short. They know when they're going to do this. They know when they're going to pop the bubbles. So not only did they make all the money on the upside, when they pop the bubble, they're perfectly positioned, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Morgan, they're perfectly positioned to profit from the downside through shorts and puts and everything else, derivatives. I don't know. I pray to God you're right. But
what we do need is also none of these criminals ever went to jail. Listen, I am 100% sure that at least one thing is for certain, that they are panicking. They're making moves that make no sense. But it just seems like Powell isn't, something's with Powell. I think something happened with Trump and the Treasury and all of that. I'm not sure what, but none of the moves they're making makes sense. Unless they, of course, want to do what you're saying, which is what they do want, I'm sure. But if they can't get their central bank digital currency, which is another thing, we should be making sure that every single governor, every single elected official is held accountable if they go for the central bank digital currency. Or the ESG scores, which is a total scam, because I don't know if you've talked about the natural asset class, the same great resetters, the World Economic Forum. We really got to go to the head of the beast at the World Economic Forum and then their overlords at the Bank of International Settlements as a planet and say enough's enough. They've stolen so much money from all of us. They hoard it. I've looked in the Bank of International Settlements. They're sitting on quadrillions of dollars. Well, then you'll see the IMF goes in every... we've talked about it before. They go in, they create the problem like they are right now with our financial system, our food system, the COVID, all of it. They create the problem. They game out in a simulation years before or a year before. the solution to the problem. Then they come in with the solution under the guise of the World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, IMF, UN, one of their groups that they control. And then they become the savior. And then we are stupid enough, like we've been in the past, and many nations, I think 209 in this planet, have been stupid enough to take the IMF and the UN and all them at their word, only to end up in debt slavery, lose all their resources. But again, I do believe geopolitically there's something else going on that isn't clear because of our propaganda media and the lies that we're being told and the bankers controlling all of Hollywood media, DC right now. I believe nobody has power in our government except for maybe 10 people and possibly people that are not in DC. But I think it's an international takedown of the banking cabal. But yeah, we're going to suffer for now. But I hope that I hope I am right. I might be wrong, but I do believe that that in the end, these people are being exposed for the fraud and theft that they have been perpetrating, certainly since the Fed came into being, because they can't sustain this. And you know what? Honestly, when people start, when the famine starts kicking in and they have our open border and we have to share, you know, our resources and whatever we have left with illegal immigrants that are getting $4,000 to $10,000 a month from Soros and the UN and our government and our taxpayer dollars, you know, people are going to have enough. This has gone too far. I don't know. I just really, I do feel that there's a tide turning and it's not going to be able to stop. I think it's a wave, you know, people say red wave, but, or I say like the Red Sea moment. But yeah, I think it's a wave and these people don't fare well on the other side. I really just think that they've exposed themselves through their arrogance and their, once they got Biden in there, they went warp speed to the one world government, Great Reset, and too many people woke up in the meantime. And I think the Great Reset's going to be the Great Awakening. But yeah, you're right. Right now they're trapped animals and they know that we're laughing at them. Your first quote you put up.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They have gone all in. 100%. Yes. They've moved all their chips in and now they're all staring at each other and having backroom conversations where they're like, this can only end one of two ways.
Right.
Either we take these people out, meaning humanity, right, or they take us out. That's right. Where we're at. And two more ideas to stitch together. Do you have a minute?
Of course.
Okay. This is important. Two ideas I want to stitch together here. So the World Health Organization is meeting in Geneva, Switzerland, May 22nd to the 28th. And it's about the international health regulations. Biden is happy to sell us out to the World Health Organization with a pandemic treaty, a treaty on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. I'm not sure how we stop this, but I think if you're DeSantis in Florida, you say, well, this means nothing to us. We will never abide by the World Health Organization and what they dictate should there be another pandemic. Now, with that said, I heard a very interesting call yesterday. I was working out and I was listening to the InfoWars program. Owen Schroyer was the host and somebody called in. He was very lucid and he warned that this whole Roe versus Wade drama is all about bodily autonomy and turning that ruling over so that it sets the court, the Supreme Court of the United States, up in the future to rule that mandatory vaccinations are constitutional because you don't have bodily autonomy. I thought that was pretty lucid. I think maybe that's what they're trying to set us up with. If they sell us out to the World Health Organization, and then there's another Bill Gates plandemic.
I know.
And they say you have
to rolled out Burks to tell us.
The line has been drawn in the sand and these people have gone all in, Mel.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I've talked about this World Health Organization treaty. Again, Bill Gates is the largest investor in the World Health Organization. It's not what it seems. It's connected to, and honestly, they're overlords of the World Economic Forum that want no humans, basically, except for themselves and serfs and slaves, and they don't deny it. This World Health Organization treaty is terrifying. I believe fully. Look, Joe Biden, the entire regime in D.C. They already in Glasgow when they promised the natural asset class, which was exactly all these billionaires that we're talking about that run our country and basically the world, taking over all natural resources, land, water, food, you know, air, everything. And making us rent it. Remember, Klaus Schwab's whole thing was you'll own nothing and be happy by 2030. So again, this World Health Organization treaty is terrifying because it's the same players involved in all of this stuff that we're talking about. The entire ESG score, the social credit score, the track and trace thing, the famine thing is connected to that. This is connected to that. This is all about track, trace, surveillance. We will be living in a virtual prison for the rest of our lives with a social credit score that includes vaccinations, include if you survive, includes rationing of food. You only get food and medicine and all that stuff if you comply with the net, with whatever the lord overlords in Switzerland are telling us we have to do. It also includes, you know, everything from electricity to where you can live. I mean, I was reading something about Bill Gates and how much farmland he owns. He's not letting people farm on that farmland because he's creating all the food and stuff inside laboratories, because his whole thing is everyone's going to have to live in the inner cities, which will be smart cities connected to the internet. And then people will only be able to get their food from vertical farming, and which he's largely in, the biggest investor in as well, with Bezos and Brands and some other people really invested in that fake meat, you know, everything. So they want to take all everything. And that's the point. But this treaty basically says, if people read it, and let me tell you something, I'll tell you, even people that are awake don't know this is happening, that this is really real. It says that if the World Health Organization decides that there's another pandemic, because of course the last one they decided it was a pandemic wasn't, but we should believe them next time, that all of our nations cede our sovereignty to the World Health Organization, therefore the Davos crew and Gates and Soros and the whole crew. And from that point on, they control basically our government and all of the moves of our government, because their argument is that during the COVID pandemic, we didn't all work together as a global governance. There was no global governance, which is the public-private partnership that ends governments everywhere anyway, that Klaus Schwab and Fink and Soros and all them talk about. This would do it under the guise of fake science and a grab of a war on God. But if he signs this, yes, everyone should say that has nothing to do with us, which is what people are saying. But you look at how many people fell for the pandemic and are still walking around with masks and getting boosters. So again, you know, people have to understand it. But they always said it. If you look back, I don't know if you know about that book, I'm sure you do, Limits of Growth by the Club of Rome. Of course, the Rockefellers really behind it, but that's the Committee of 300. It was all about that there's useless eaters, that we need to depopulate, that there's irresponsible breeding machines, the way that they talk about humanity. Humanity's the problem, like their whole phony climate emergency. Humanity's the problem, not them, not the corporations that they own. But this is the ultimate, that is the one world government, but they've always talked about that they would usher it in through science and health emergencies. I did a whole show on it the other day on the NIH website. There's actually a whole study on compliance and control of the population, and it lists all kinds of threats. I did a show with Karen Kingston on it, and I'm telling you, the number one, and it was commissioned by the NIH, of course, the number one way to get the public to comply, according to this massive study by the NIH that we paid for, was a virus or pandemic.
Friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. This is a perfect time for a quick break. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, and Hollywood's been telegraphing this for years.
Yes. I watched, unfortunately, because I know that, I watched Outbreak, and I'm like, oh my God, it's like the playbook, that movie Outbreak.
Yep.
And you know, it's funny, Sean, that you say that, because I talk about this a lot. But I watched recently, I've watched three movies that now I look at them and they're the scariest movies in the world because they're coming true. The original Terminator, because that's the goal for transhumanism. The War Games, because that's all about computers running wars, which is what Schmidt is working on in our Department of Defense and Science and Technology now. And then the other one was Ready Player One. And I'm like, oh, like that. It's Hollywood. Of course they tell us everything because they're Luciferian and they have to tell you what they're going to do. Plausible deniability. See, we told you, we warned you. But yeah, they've been playing it a long time, just like all the movies about cartels. People don't even realize the cartels that we talk about now are multi-billion-dollar massive corporations with men wearing nice suits and driving Lamborghinis. You know, it's not some dudes on a ranch in Mexico.
You know, I used to love Spielberg. Okay, everybody did. Loved all those movies. E.T., Raiders right. of the Lost Ark, even Schindler's List. Okay, la-di-da, all right? I'm more awake now than I was then. Right. But I couldn't watch Ready Player One. Isn't that Spielberg?
Yes, it is.
I couldn't watch it. I can't stand the guy anymore, especially when I found out what he and his buddies did to that little poltergeist actress. Yeah. And it's just all so nightmarish. We better hope that World War Z, that Brad Pitt movie, doesn't come true.
I'm looking more for what's the other one? Not the world. What's the other one? The V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for that, which is weird because like you said about the Wachowski brothers, I look at that and I think, what is going on? But I'm telling you, there has been some kind of, it's a movement. It's a cult-like movement. They call us the scariest movement, the cult. It's like everything they say is the opposite. And that's their religion. That's what they do. And like I say, when you wonder about Hollywood or whoever, like you've said it many times, I've said it, those who scream the loudest have the most to hide. And that Ready Player One, because I'm telling you, the World Economic Forum is pushing the metaverse from the fraud Zuckerberg, who of course didn't create Facebook. But the metaverse, I as soon as they announced that and I looked into it, I got rid of both my Facebook and all of my accounts attached, because I'm telling you, that is the goal, is to make us track and trace, full track and trace surveillance under the skin, folks. They've been talking about it for decades. Rockefeller first started working on it in 1994. Gates talks about it. It's all, you can find plenty of literature about the dust and the nanoparticles and all of it. We don't know what's going on now, but it's not good. But full track and trace surveillance, just like the Uyghur camps, living in inner cities that are totally connected to the internet, total track and trace, you know, everything you do inside your body, outside your body, everyone you talk to, everything you buy, everything monitored, every cent you spend. I mean, this is what we're looking at if we don't stop these people. I fully believe that their war against God is at a place where it's gone too far. You know, it's gone too far, and God will win this. And that's why, honestly, Sean, the reason I think that is because we wouldn't be talking about it. Because they're so, you know, if they were so in control, we wouldn't know.
We'd still be asleep.
Right. Yeah. Right.
There's a lot of truth in that. I agree. And Yuval Noah Harari has been bragging about now surveillance will go under the skin, where previously it was outside of the body. And now it will go under the skin. Okay. Final topic here. And I want you to share some good news. So we have Dinesh D'Souza's 2000 Mules coming out here any day. And I think that tells us everything we need to know. And we already knew it, but the election was stolen and they installed an imposter in chief. So all of these nightmares are coming to fruition because they put in a puppet and his administration is hardcore evil. So with that said, 2000 Mules, stolen election. Do you see any good news coming from that film? Do you see any actionables coming in the near term? And how about the Durham investigation?
See. This is why, you know, we talked about some dark stuff, but like I said in the beginning, I see a lot of us winning. Or this, listen, certain things wouldn't be happening if they were really as in control as they like us to believe. The first one was the Ministry of Truth. You wouldn't need it if you didn't need to control the narrative because you have something to hide. It's crazy and it's unconstitutional and it's twisted. But one thing that is happening, the Durham thing is, if you're watching it unfold, is heading for the Clinton machine, which it should be. And I fully believe not only will we see full on indictments, but I think that we will see justice in that case. Durham is not letting up. They keep fighting back. He keeps knocking them down. His arguments are great. Thank God. Whoever this judge is, is allowing Durham to do his job. And that's really helpful. I think this thing at the leak at the Supreme Court is going to backfire big time. You have to understand, not just our DOJ is not just corrupt and hijacked, just like the Rockefellers in our medical school. Same thing with our law schools have been hijacked, the American Bar Association. So even Bill Barr, whatever you think of him, and other people have been saying, not only do they have to find out who leaked this document, which I think I know who it is already, but they have to already also go through everyone that works at the Supreme Court. You know, and then I was talking to Kash Patel yesterday. He's saying as soon as we're back in and the tables turn, which is why everyone needs to vote in 2022. It's very important. Anyone out there that's saying not to vote because it's a corrupt system is not on the side of the patriots. And again, only 30% of people voted in 2020, which makes the entire numbers of the entire fraudulent election laughable. But we need 50% to vote. If you didn't vote, I don't care if you don't like Trump. I don't care what. This isn't about Trump. This is about getting America First constitutionalists into office, because what we need to do next is to do straight house cleaning, oversight, DOJ, FBI, CIA, Supreme Court. This is how we're going to do it. But we got to get the right candidates in. And I see a lot of people getting involved not just in becoming precinct captains, becoming poll watchers, you know, also canvassing, going and supporting different candidates, people not looking at the Republican, Democrat, left, right fraud. They're starting to actually look at the people. We're starting to see more disclosure. Two things in the last 2 days. I don't care what anyone thinks about Elon Musk. In the last 2 days, he put out two things to the planet because of Twitter, that he can do whatever he wants. He put out, where are the people that are guilty in the Ghislaine Maxwell trafficking case? Why aren't they being charged? And then he put out, why isn't anyone looking into Media Matters? They are the Mockingbird media talking points at this point. And I don't know why, because that guy's fully involved with Elefantis and the whole thing in the D.C. Situation with the trafficking there.
Yeah, David Brock, you mean?
Yeah, so
yeah, David Brock and James Elefantis were partners, a couple. And by the way, I was taken out by Media Matters for America by that hit piece that they did. So yeah, I don't get to be on YouTube anymore or Twitter or Patreon or Vimeo. These people are so demonic. Well, do you think that Elon then is proof that there is some sort of war going on between the deep state? Because Elon's deep state, I'm sorry. He is. He's a connected, he's the world's richest man, we're told, because of government contracts to take people to space. I mean, come on. So. Yeah. It seems to me there might be a battle between factions within this
global government. Yeah, I mean, I keep saying to people, I don't want to comment on him. I do know that he is very invested in the transhumanism agenda. I mean, beyond anyone else. And, you know, like you just said, I was on with a friend, this great guy, and he was saying like, okay, it's one thing to be invested in transhumanism and, you know, all this depopulation stuff and, you know, everything that he's invested in. And then you look at like the music from the wife and just everything about him.
But you're right. He's saying all of the right things. I mean, I've said a million times, I would forgive any Rockefeller or Rothschild family member would go public and start speaking the truth, turn to Jesus Christ.
I think everyone
get on your knees, beg for forgiveness, and we will embrace you, become a truth teller. Right.
Yeah,
so if Elon is saying the right things, I fully support that. That's fantastic.
Right. That's what I've been saying, because also, A, he has seven kids, first of all. B, the deep state turned on him. They turned on him the minute he met with Donald Trump. And the other thing is, from Trump people, I've heard that he's done some good things that behind the scenes that we don't know about with Space Force and other stuff. So I don't know. Maybe he's just an equal opportunity guy. I think that like you're saying, the factions of the deep state, I think they turned on him. And so he's not messing around. And I really believe that there's a certain amount of that. Whatever the case may be, you know, trust but verify. But right now he's bringing topics to the table while everyone's watching him. And these are important topics. I want to know why nobody has been charged other than Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. You know, and if they have, we should know about it. I want to know who's on the 10,000 hours of blackmail footage that they've seized from Epstein and Maxwell, because a lot of our politicians and judges and international politicians are on those tapes. And we should know who they are, because a lot of decisions have been made on behalf of we the people, because people did horrible stuff and were caught on camera and are owned by the deep state of all three countries. And, you know, on top of that, the other thing is that, you know, we have to realize that the entire structure that they've set up is still, like I'm saying, it's so small that the more of us that get involved, and like you said, I believe that all the countries, we're going to see one after another. I think we're going to see Russia, then China, then India, then a lot of countries go back to their own currency. And a lot of these big internet, it's the globalist things that need to be smashed. And then you and I both know there's a tremendous amount of crimes against humanity that have not been adjudicated that should be immediately. And there's a lot we can do as this this food, transportation, fuel. I mean, they're underestimating. I don't think we're going to let it get that far. And another thing that's very important, I think, is that we need leaders out there to we have rights in the Constitution to fight back. And because of their January 6th thing that they pulled off, there's too many people that are sitting it out and waiting for it to pass. And that can't be the case.
Yeah. I did see an interview with, I forget her name, but she was being interviewed by Stu Peters. She's running for office in Georgia, I think maybe for governor. I don't recall, but she pledges to destroy the Georgia Guidestones should she get elected.
Good for her.
So I think that would be a fantastic symbolic move to bring us back towards liberty and to defeat these people. Because again, they've gone all in. This is a war against humanity. It includes GMO foods. It includes restricting our supply chain. It includes engineering a famine. And it includes, if they can get away with it, mandatory vaccinations with a bioweapon. So we have no choice at this point but to fight. Because what did Sol Alinsky say in that quote? When we have the guns, then we will do what we want with a bullet.
Yeah, and expect that the gun grab is coming, because I'm telling you what's going to happen. This whole thing with the Roe versus Wade. Again, Roe versus Wade, for anyone that's not getting it, because the people on the left clearly are brainwashed and have no idea what they're talking about. It's not banning abortion. It's giving it back to the states where it belongs. Everything should be given back to the states. In my opinion, I think that the states should reject all the money from DC, balance their own books. Every state could function on its own, and then abolish everything in DC and start from scratch and let the states decide what the federal government looks like, because this is never what was supposed to happen. We are a constitutional republic and we need to remember that. We also need to make sure that we investigate every single person running from top to bottom of the ballot, and we share that information with our community. Too many people don't know their neighbors. They don't have, you know, you say militia or posse and people go, no, those are our rights. And what we need is some leaders, be it the sheriff's departments or veterans or retired cops or whatever, to get together and have community groups, because this is we are being infiltrated from inside. And believe me, people should know that every color revolution that they've pulled off, and it's the same people and the same people installed in DC have manipulated them. Just look at Ukraine 2014. The end game will always be to have a responsibility to protect, then have the UN. And now we have a NATO base on our land, which we shouldn't, in my opinion. It's a one world government foreign entity that doesn't support any of the countries it's pretending to care about. It is the one world government, UN, World Economic Forum, cabals, military that is fighting for one world government, but everyone's being deceived by NATO. But at the end of the day, you know, that I did see, I think we talked about it. Do not forget that Biden and Blinken and whoever the UN ambassador is, I never heard of her before. And when she talks, I'm very embarrassed. But they asked the UN to do an assessment of our violence and our gun violence about a year ago. Well, I'm waiting for them to say that the UN's come back with their assessment, and America's just like they did in Libya, Yugoslavia, Syria, everywhere, that they shouldn't have. These are illegal wars that we were behind, our CIA manipulated, and with Soros and his NGOs, color revolutions. We are in the middle of one. I fully expect them to come in and say, responsibility to protect, America's out of control, the UN has to come in and, you know, and take over and seize the guns and all of that, because part of this Roe versus Wade, the controversy, the decision didn't even come down, it was a draft, will be riots. they're going to go for the riots and stuff again, and then they're going to try to make it as violent. In my opinion, we just can't, we either play along or we protect ourselves and get together with our neighbors and stuff and get people wide awake that like, this is manufactured by a foreign global entity that are billionaires and trillionaires that want to enslave humanity. And it's real, because it's going to be rocky. I think between now and the 2020 election, as much as I'm positive, they're going to throw everything at us. And we need to be ready and prepared. I know you tell people to prepare all the time. I tell people to prepare all the time. But we're dealing with caged animals. And I will not be surprised if they try to pull responsibility to protect, especially since Victoria Nuland, Blinken, Sullivan, and Samantha Power, they've done it all over the world. Why wouldn't they do it here? And the other thing, though, on the positive side, is the Durham trial for Sussman starts in May, oddly enough, the same week as they're supposed to sign the World Health Organization treaty. And 2,000 mules is going to be huge. Trump's going to play it at the Pennsylvania rally. I believe instead of the rally, he's going to talk and then play that movie. So think about how many people watch that. And honestly, Sean, I think a lot of people that voted for Biden, even if they're the small amount, are still that brainwashed. And 2022 is not about Trump. It's about constitutional candidates that love God and country and our children and our future and our history. And I think that as long as 2022, we fight, we go out there, we go show up at the polls in person. Bobby Payton had a good idea. He said, if they send you a mail-in ballot, you show up with that mail-in ballot in person and you go in there, because they told a lot of people you already voted, whatever. If they say you already voted, you say, no, here's my mail-in ballot. I didn't send it in. This is me. This is my license. And, you know, every person can take that route. They can also get, you know, find out they're entitled to a, from the county clerk, to know who they voted for in 2020. And there's a lot of things people can do on many levels, but we really have to focus on big, huge turnout. And if you have friends that don't vote and don't believe in it, this isn't about Trump or Biden this time. You have to convince them to get up and go out and vote in person, because we got to overwhelm it. They have their system in place. And believe me, Sean, I think they're going to, the whole World Health Organization treaty is another plan. Burks comes out of nowhere, talks about July, that, you know, in the summer. And no doubt they're going to do everything they can to not have an election if they can pull it off. We the people can't allow it. And that's the bottom line. But I think enough of us are awake. I see a big potential. Next week, Trump Social goes on Android and laptop desktop. Right now, it's just on the iPhone. That'll be a big explosion. That'll be 2,000 mules will be on there. It'll be on Rumble and share it everywhere, because our country has been stolen. And it hasn't been stolen by the people in D.C. It's been stolen by an international cabal of demonic people that believe that they are an elite class and that we, the people of this planet and of God's children, don't deserve to be here. And finally, in my estimation, you and I are both believers in the Bible. We love God. We love country. We believe that this is the best nation on the planet, the best place for freedom and liberty and justice to prevail. But again, God, many times I see this, like I look at Noah, I look at Tower of Babel, I look at, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, all of this stuff is, God never came to planet Earth to fight on the front lines. No, he empowered the people of God that are born in his image to get out there and fight for God and fight for righteousness and good. And I think that we're at that point, but we got to stop being afraid, because fear is their weapon and they use it unbelievably well.
Yeah, they do. They wield fear as a weapon, and that's very much a frequency thing.
Yes.
They can destroy our inner hope. That's what I said earlier. It's a demoralization campaign. All of this is meant to demoralize us so we just give up. If you don't mind, I don't plug this ever, but I want to plug something, and then I'll give you the opportunity to plug anything you want, including your great show, The Mel Kay Show. You know, I listen to LT and We Know and others, and they do a really good job. They're very regimented in the way they do their shows, and they're always plugging merchandise and then plugging, you know, et cetera. I have to plug preparewithsgt.com. If you click below, guys, it'll take you to my Patriot Supply, where you can get 6 months of emergency food supplies for $1,500. They also have a more affordable 3-month food supply. Mel, I just really think people need to prepare, because until we win this, until we defeat the enemies of humanity, they're going to clamp down on us. And you know that food is the next thing they're going to do. They're going to try to starve us out. I've said, if they cannot demoralize us, if they cannot break our will, they're going to try to starve us out.
Right. The king of the New World Order, the architect, Henry Kissinger, famously said, if we control the food, we control the people. And he's also said that the biggest problem was the population control had to be the priority for all of the New World Order. So yeah, I agree. And I agree with that, with the Patriot Supply and anything like that. You should be preparing in general in terms of like filters and that kind of stuff, long-term food supply. It's not to scare people. The truth is we have been in a war and we have allowed it to go on this long. And we have a judiciary and a law enforcement, FBI, DOJ that seem to be committed to the Great Reset, because they certainly don't care about we the people. But we the people have the power. We also have God on our side. We also are fighting for our children, our future, and this amazing country. Why does everyone want to come here? If we're such a, you know, with all these things these people say. But I agree with you, and you should go to Sean's Patriot Supply if you're watching and you follow me, because I really do believe that being prepared is the best thing you can do right now. And this is the part of the plan. This has been done. Again, Sean and I talk about it. Mao did it. Stalin did it. Hitler did it. Bolshevik Revolution. This is the playbook, the virus, the famine. The camps, it's a playbook. Next, they'll be coming after our guns, and that ain't going to happen, but they will be. So, that's great. And that's something that you should definitely be plugging. Yeah, I know. I watch all these guys too, and they are very regimented with their selling. I'm not great at it either, but you can just go to one thing I do want to say is that on my webpage, themelkshow.com, there's a resource tab. And under there, you can find lots of resources and things, but there is a place, Open Secrets, and a couple other places that you can look at where the money is coming from for every candidate running. And if you go on and you look at a candidate, which everyone should do, this election cannot be an election where you just check down the box Republican or Democrat. You really need to go onto there and look at who's funding them. If any of that money is coming from Open Society, George Soros. I also have a graph on there with all of his NGOs. And if any of them, I also have a graph that I call the Beast, which is all of the machine, Arabella Partners, 1630 Project, Zuckerberg Chan Foundation, everyone that is involved in the globalist Great Reset, New World Order agenda for America that puts in these communists, socialists, non-Democrat, Democrats all over the country. Please investigate every single person that is running in your county and your community and share it with your neighbors. I don't care if it's an email, a podcast, whatever. I don't care if you have to write like a thing like Thomas Jefferson and draw it and photocopy and put it on every car and every mall and every church. If you're finding candidates that are running that are in on the New World Order and are working for Soros and Klaus Schwab and Larry Fink, that's their regime. You got to tell your neighbors and friends, these people are not for America. They are for the end of America. Very important to really investigate every single person that's voting and then support the candidates that truly are America first. Everyone can do that research. Sean works so hard every day. I try the best I can. You can do it too. This doesn't require an education. This doesn't require you to know how to do anything other than look up a name, look through it, and see if it matches one of these globalists that are taking over our country. And you say, no way, and I'm going to get the word out. And also, I have a newsletter that shares a lot of information on candidates that are America first and then those that are not. So please, everyone, please, please, please try to convince your friends that don't want to vote to get out there and realize that this is not another election. This is where justice will happen. Justice will come if we turn the tide in 2022. And it's really important that we take that as seriously as possible.
Yeah. How do people get your newsletter?
Oh, on my website, themelkshow.com, you can get my newsletter. And I try to put out things about candidates or how you can get involved. And I also try to out candidates that are, and they're on both sides, but that are compromised, either compromised financially, by investments, by family, or worse. We have to realize A lot of this problem goes back to, and I'm not letting the Jeffrey Epstein thing go, and you better not either, because I want to know who they blackmailed, and I want to know every single person that the FBI knows about. I still want to know what happened on Weiner's laptop, but somehow he got a TV. Of course, it's ABC, but he got a talk show, apparently, Anthony Weiner, when we know there were crimes against children on the laptop in an insurance file. So until we take back the judiciary, the DOJ, the Supreme Court, and all of it, the criminals are going to keep investigating themselves in ridiculous committees that go nowhere so that they can hide their crimes. But after this this election, we have a real shot at seeing some justice. And I'm rooting for Durham. I have good information that is going to implode and go right for the Clintons. And once they fall, you know, the whole house of cards is done.
All right. Well, in future conversations, I'd like to get you back on again, and we can talk about how to opt out. If we still have this criminal system, the next time you and I talk, unless right. the system is toppled or crumbles from within, we have to talk about how to opt out, because
I agree.
We are yeah. involved in an overtly criminal system, and the FBI is saying they don't know what happened to Hunter Biden's laptop.
I heard.
And I'm now hearing that Epstein Island, where so many of these girls just went missing, they were
and
eating.
Boys.
They were eating the girls. They were eating them. And he had a bone grinder on his island. I hadn't heard that before. I just heard that in an interview. No, yeah. It's a completely Luciferian system. Mel, I want to thank you so much for what you do. I really think you are a beacon in this sea of lies, a beacon of truth. I mean, you do such a good job. You're so knowledgeable. I don't think there's an interview with you I've ever heard that had me bored.
Thank you. I try really hard. You know, Sean, for all of us, I mean, I was inspired by watching you before I even did it. I was in the business, but I would never have the guts if I didn't see heroes of mine like you. But I have to tell you, it's been a journey. It's been, I don't know if you found this along the way, but as you're going through the journey, you pick up, you have like troops along the way, and some you keep marching with and some fall away, and some you see, well, maybe they're not on the same journey as me. They're not fighting the same war or the same battle. So it's been a real learning experience going along, but I really do try to figure out the facts and truth behind stuff, because to me, it's we're all in this together at the end of the day, and that's internationally too. And I feel like the rest of the world is counting on America. And I want to be there and do as much of God's work and truth and get to a place where we do save this country. And it's going to be up to people like you and other people out there, like LT you brought up and others, that, you know, get out there and spread the truth no matter what, and keep showing up and keep fighting. And, you know, there's just been the battle gets hard. I know it gets hard for you too, because I talk to you, but you know, it's like, we got to keep going. We are in a real war. It's a psychological war, and it's just as damaging and just as dangerous and just as hard. So thank you for continuing to be a leader. And I really appreciate you having me.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. I mean, for me, what gets so demoralizing is watching others who still get to be on YouTube, who are sort of filling the void of what I was doing on YouTube, and they're just flourishing, and many of them are still monetized. I guess I don't understand it.
Sean, believe me, you and I are on the same page with that, and also with the division, the dividing. You and I don't do that, but it's disappointing. Yeah, I don't understand the people that are still on and still monetized. You and I got kicked off at the same time, but also I wasn't even big. You were huge. But again, there's also factions within this group that are deciding that they're, you know, that they're right or they're wrong, or this person's good or this person's bad, or, you know, it's just crazy. But you know what? This happens in every movement. And I'm just happy that I'm on the same side as you. So that makes me.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. I'm glad I'm on the same side as you. I mean, we both just about agree about almost everything. And those that want to infight and point fingers, and I'm guilty of it sometimes, because I'll point the finger at Tim Pool. I'm not a huge fan of Tim's, and I don't understand why he gets full monetization and gets to be on YouTube. But that's
There's a lot of them. But then you have to also wonder at the same time, somebody's manipulating that for some reason. You know what? I General Flynn one time said to me that it was a badge of honor that we were kicked off. So I'll go with that.
All right. You know? All right. So. We'll wear it as a badge of honor. Our guest has been Mel Cascio on what? BitChute, right?
Rumble. Rumble is my main channel. And then BitChute, and then like you and everyone else, I have my own .tv. The MelCascio.tv is just in case all else fails. And the MelCascio.com is where you can find everything. And I go to a lot of events all over the country just to talk about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the United Nations fraud, and all of that. So check that out. We're doing a great event this weekend for awareness of child trafficking and for a recovery for children that are rescued. I'm doing it with Mike Smith and Liz Croken of Out of Shadows in Sarasota, Florida. So if you want to come down to that, it'll be a great event to raise money for kids that are saved out of child trafficking. So that's this weekend.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And we're going to get awareness. And those two haven't been out there that much. And I think they're real heroes, too. So I'm excited about that. And anywhere that I can be of help or of service, let me know. And thank you so much, Sean. You know, every once in a while when I'm a little stressed out, I'll send you a SOS.
Okay.
I appreciate you always being there. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Say hi to Liz for me. I used to bring her on, interview her all the time, but she's been a little off the radar lately.
I see this weekend as a reemergence. I pulled Mike Smith out of the shadows last week and made him come on and talk about the event. And I think they're both super motivated to get back in the game, and it's time right now. So I'll tell her you said hi, and I'm sure she'll be in touch.
Good. All right. Thank you. Okay. God bless, Mel. Appreciate
you. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Friends, bye-bye. Thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate each and every one of you. And look, we're all in this mess together. So pray for humanity, for the win, and for real news every single day. Visit us for free directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. May God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.
Yes.
You've got to be kidding me. They're trans people?
Yes.
Just like the Wachowski brothers, the creators of...
Yes, Matrix. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes. So they are, if you look into the funding behind LGBTQ, two of the biggest funders are transgender Jenny Pritzker and transgender Martine Rothblatt. And both of them are multi-billionaires. They have put a lot of funding into this. They have a lot of people. They control the lobby in DC pushing for the transgender thing. And honestly, they're transhumanists.